keeping all agricultural workers safe in tree nut hulling and shelling operations. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Roger Isom is a president and CEO of the Western Agricultural Processors Association. Based in Fresno, he noted what employees need to keep in mind when they're doing work in confined spaces.
Confined spaces are basically just an area where you're not normally working in, where if something happened, it would be very difficult to get you out of that hole or out of that silo or out of that baghouse. If it's a permit-required confined space, difficult to get in and out of, or like a pit. You know, somebody has a heart attack, even just twist their ankle, they're not going to be able to climb a ladder. You can't carry a body up a ladder. So how do you get them out? You've got to have a means or a mechanism to get that person out of there so you can render first aid to him.
Isom said tree nut processors need to know when and where those confined spaces are in their operations.
And if you do, what kind of safety plan do you need to have in place, and what kind of rescue plan do you need to have in place in the event someone does get hurt or has an illness, you can rescue them. These things, like those kind of accidents, 9 times out of 10 on a confined space accident is where somebody goes in to rescue the person that's down. And a lot of times it might be a gas. Maybe you got a gas leak. You see the guy laying down in the pit as you walk by, you think, oh my gosh, I gotta go down there and get him. Well, then you overcome. Then the next guy comes along and he's overcome by the gas. Where if you have just a simple plan in place and you've got a bystander who's watching what's going on and you're making the air measurements, you avoid it.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.